Duplex is the title of a new novel from writer Catherine Davis, and that's really the only thing we're sure of. The book itself is a fanciful fever dream. It straddles worlds, plays with space and time, and is populated with robots, magic, and creatures called aquanauts. Rosecrans Baldwin has this review.
You're walking your dog in a suburb that may or may not exist in this dimension. The dog whines, you ignore him. Anyway, you're too busy looking out for that sexy evil sorcerer. Suddenly, a gray rabbit appears. You realize the world is ending. That's not a direct quote from Duplex, the latest novel from Catherine Davis. Her sentences need a bit too much explanation. But there are plenty of passages I could cite that are equally bewildering. Half the time, I don't know what's happening, who's speaking, whether or not they actually exist, but I can tell you, reading this book is a blast. Duplex is a traditional love story tucked inside an adult fairy tale, then wrapped in science fiction. I think there are two planets in the novel. Possibly they're the same world, possibly they're neighbors. In the end, it doesn't really matter. World number one is like a 1950s suburb. Kids play in the street, neighbors gossip, teenagers find sex confusing, robots live there too, but they're mostly like everybody else, discontented. World number two, it appears to be our own. There, we track a group of schoolgirls at different stages of their lives. The lead girl, Janice, is a bossy know-it-all, but the stories Janice tells actually harken back to the first world I mentioned. In fact, the two worlds may exist on top of one another, hence the novel's title. As you read, you realize it might even be possible to pass from one world into the next. Thankfully, the laws of quantum mechanics do not power Duplex's magnetism. Instead, it's Davis's beautiful prose, her psychological awareness. She writes about one of her robot characters. The act of pretending to get older had managed to confer a kind of dignity on the robot, making it hard to remember that in actuality it was the size and shape of a needle. Speed readers, skip sentences at your peril. Something will happen in the plot that won't make sense for 50 pages, then turn out to be essential. Halfway through, I did put this book down for 2 days. When I picked it up again, I had to start all over just to understand what was really going on. Still, I wouldn't take back 1 minute of reading. Sometimes, really good company, the interesting, mind-expanding kind, leaves you scratching your head.
The book is Duplex by Catherine Davis. Our reviewer is Rosecrans Baldwin. His latest book is called Paris, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.